USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin's visit to Iran starting Tuesday is intended to increase allies among its grinding invasion of Ukraine. In only his second trip abroad since the invasion in February, Putin is scheduled to hold talks with the presidents of Iran and NATO ally Turkey. The Russian hackers Cozy Bear, who breached dozens of U.S. government agencies in 2020, including the SolarWinds incident, are using high-tech techniques involving Google Drive and Dropbox to break into diplomatic offices. The Russian state-sponsored hacking group attacked Brazil and Portugal in May using Dropbox or Google Drive storage. Britain broke its record for highest temperature ever registered Tuesday with a 102.4 degrees Fahrenheit reading. Death Valley in the United States has the record at 123 degrees Fahrenheit, set back in 1913. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The suspected Buffalo, New York grocery store shooter that prosecutors say was racially motivated has pled not guilty.
The suspect in a deadly mass shooting in Buffalo, New York is pleading not guilty. Zanita Everhart, whose son was among the injured, spoke out following Monday's court hearing.
I'm angry. I'm hurt. I'm heartbroken. I mean, he came in and tried to destroy my community. So my feelings about him have not changed at all. I'm still disgusted by his presence.
An attorney for Peyton Gendron noted a plea deal could come before the case heads to trial. The 19-year-old allegedly opened fire with a rifle inside a Topps grocery store back in May, killing 10 people. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
After making a big-time error with last year's All-Star Game, Major League Baseball is hoping you'll watch tonight's game from Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles, California. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
Inflation has hit Americans like no other president has done in roughly 40 years. President Biden's policies have led to this disastrous economic standing, putting the United States in a position of vulnerability. Virginia Republican Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears on Fox News Digital tells Biden to quit gaslighting the American people.
Let me tell you something. Every time that we go to the grocery store, we're going to the polls. Every time we buy that bread and it's expensive because of inflation, that's a poll. Every time we fill our tanks with gas and it's expensive, that's a poll. I don't think we're blaming Putin for that. We are blaming the person who sits in the White House, because he said before he was elected that he was going to get rid of fossil fuels. It is your policies that have gotten us here. Inflation is not temporary, as you finally acknowledge. Stop gaslighting us. We know the truth. We're paying for it every day.
Biden is intentionally draining our strategic oil reserves in an attempt to lower gas prices at a national security risk. The prosecutor seeking the death penalty for the gunman who massacred 17 people at a Parkland, Florida high school in 2018 detailed for jurors Monday how Nicholas Cruz coldly killed his victims. 23-year-old Cruz pled guilty in October to murder and attempted murder and is contesting only his sentence. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.